a pitter-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show of the Afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, Paul Harris, along with Tina and Dan and Ian. Everybody okay?
Yep.
Good.
Great.
It's
How are
Friday.
You, Paul? I'm really happy that the weather broke.
That's nice. Today is beautiful. It's like perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, still haven't turned the heat
this
on
morning.
Me neither.
Really?
We haven't either.
I've had the air on sometimes at night. It's hot.
Yeah.
I just open the windows.
There were a couple of nights earlier in the week when it got down to like 45, 47 degrees where I did have to go downstairs and crank that furnace up.
Uh-oh. So you guys didn't cuddle? Keep each other warm?
He's married.
Oh, 29 years.
Silly.
Good one. Good one there, Dan. Coming up this afternoon, we'll have the Harris Challenge. We'll have Knuckleheads in the news. We'll have Joe Hipperson. We'll talk about movies and other stuff going on around town. Mike Evans and Bill Cleveland and a whole bunch of other stuff. I want to start off today, as I've neglected to do this the last couple of weeks when I've been here, with the Burke segment, where if anybody in here has something they'd like to start off with?
Ian does.
May I just say, before Ian goes, Tina, your voice sounds so much better than a week ago when
Thank
I was
you.
Here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Where you sounded like Colleen Dewhurst.
No. That is Ann Keefe, we just said.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Both of those fantastic contemporary references.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right, Paul.
Yeah. Can you think of somebody from the 21st
century? Yeah, what was the other one? The Adrian Barbeau? Or...
No, who is it? Vaccaro? Who
was
Brenda
Vaccaro?
Brenda Vaccaro, yeah.
Yeah, again.
Yeah. People that no one
I'll
knows.
Take people who haven't done anything for 30 years for 1,000, Alex.
Hi, my name's Brenda Vaccaro. I want to talk to you about tampons.
Oh,
didn't she do those commercials?
Oh. Yes.
Tampon commercial.
I don't really recall who the spokeswomen for tampons were, Dan, but I know you're on that Facebook page, so.
Yeah.
So, Ian, you have something you want to contribute here?
I do. I want to thank our friend Bill Cleveland. I saw he posted this on Facebook. And it's a story that I did not know I was a trendsetter. And I love my wife, and so it shows that I want to stay happily married. And this article says that couples who share the housework are more likely to divorce.
Really? Couples that so if the guy and the woman are both helping to clean up and do the dishes and the laundry and that sort of stuff.
That's right.
That leads to divorce.
That's right. And I don't want to get divorced. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Nothing?
Yes. It said couples who shared housework equally were about 50% higher the divorce rate.
Wow.
Yes.
How do they figure that?
Is this a survey done by Cordell and Cordell?
It's it's a Norwegian study, so I don't know.
Norwegian?
Yeah. But I'm assuming that covers all different countries.
Let me ask you something now. How long have you been married?
It will be 4 years in February.
Okay.
Wow.
If you go home and try that on Angela, how's that going to work out for you?
Oh, it's going to... No, but believe me, we have our roles specifically...
wow.
Do you do no...
Defined here.
Do you do no chores around the house?
I do...
minimal.
No.
Do you ever cook?
You know what? That's where I differ from most men. I am the main cook in the household.
Okay.
So I that would be a chore. I do the grocery shopping. I love doing the shopping. Okay. So that's a couple. But after that, it's...
Oh, I see. Someone that gives me crap for loving to shop and everything, but you do it. You love shopping.
I just heard that. I know, but you like clothes shopping.
I like
going
any kind
to the
of
mall, and that just disgusts me.
I'm with Ian on this one, Dan. I can't stand going to the mall. I can't stand going clothes shopping. In the 18 years of my daughter's life, I never bought her anything to wear. To me, That was just never going to work out.
No.
I was my daughter last night at the mall, and we went shopping. And I, actually, last year, I went with my daughter, and we went shoe shopping and dress shopping for the homecoming.
But did you ever pick something out, or were you just the male chaperone who was going to pay for it?
Does she ask your advice for
Yeah, she does ask
fashion?
My advice. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And she buys. She picks things out for him, too.
But have you ever picked something out for her when she wasn't there? Oh, I have to go to the store.
No.
I'm going to go over to Dillard's now, and I'm going to pick out something for Alyssa.
No.
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 My wife would do that for
I know.
Her,
I know.
And I used to do that for my sons, and I give up because I'm so tired of returning everything.
Oh, really? See, my mom buys a lot of my clothes. And
still?
Still.
Well, you must not be as picky.
Well, see, but I don't go buy clothes on my own. So essentially, my birthday and Christmas, that's my wardrobe for the year.
Wow, you get great presents, don't you?
Underwear.
Oh, sure. Yeah, boxers.
I got to tell you, clothing is the worst thing you can get for a gift, particularly for your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't mind that because
here we go, son.
Do.
We're going to celebrate the fact that you lived another year. Here's a shirt.
Yeah, but you need them.
And she picks out good stuff. She knows I love fleece. I could wrap myself in fleece 24/7 every day of the year.
What's going on here today?
It's like George Costanza with velvet.
Look,
yeah, it is. It's like man.
Tina has her head in her hands, shaking her head at this.
I could wrap myself in fleece. Oh,
I am writing that down on the countertop here, not even on a piece of paper. I want that in this countertop forever.
Get you some fleece on these.
I had fleece.
Eon the Peon, : I could wrap myself in fleece.
You need to pull that off.
To me, that's the greatest fabric in the world. I used to have, I don't know where they went, but I used to have a full pair of sweatpants, all fleece, and they were just the most comfortable thing in the world.
You know, I have a, I have to be honest here. I have a similar policy. I could wrap myself in anything that's clean. Open up the closet. That'll work, whatever that is.
It's fleece, cotton.
Sure, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't think I own anything fleece.
I don't either.
Really?
Yeah, oh, my
goodness.
About that feeling.
I love it. It's like crushed velour almost.
Oh, man. Nice.
It's crushed manure.
Velour, not manure.
Welcome
Did you
back
have
to
those
the-
shirts when you were younger, the Crush Velour?
Welcome back to the large metrosexual show in the afternoon.
Mock turtleneck. Well, you would have heard what he played yesterday. This is very tame.
Oh, yeah, we played a little clip of, it was a public access show in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was these two women discussing how the male member will sometimes make you slap someone if they use it right.
Yeah, how you get lost in the trance when you're on there doing
and you
going
just have to
it.
Slap somebody.
It's so good that you lose
well,
yourself.
Well, she actually said, when I was in there and I was in that trance and I was in that mode and I thought to myself for a second, he could do this with somebody else. So I just reached down there and smacked him in the face.
It's quite entertaining.
She called it a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah. Classy. Gotta say classy.
Yeah. Yep.
But I love grocery shopping and cooking because...
If you could just get food wrapped in fleece.
Yes.
Imagine what that would be like.
Yeah, I'd never leave the house.
Lady Gaga.
But I want stuff that tastes good, so that's why I choose to cook.
Wow.
Angela would admit the cooking is not one of her strong points.
I have the same thing with my wife.
But she has, you know, a lot of other
I actually was the cook in the early years of our marriage, and then I told her after a certain number of years, you know what, I'm going to teach you how to do some of this. And she did it for a long time, and now I'm back to doing it a little bit because the kid's off to college. And
it's peaceful almost to me. It's something where all you have to do is think about what you're working on at the time, and you kind of... You lose yourself. Like that
cutting
woman.
The line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You lose yourself and you get in a trance and then you just want to slap someone.
Now
you're the only one around.
Now you love cutting grass.
I do.
See, I hate Angela cuts the grass at the house too. I'm not a fan of lawn work.
Yesterday I transplanted a bush while my granddaughter sat in the little chair and watched. She thought it was pretty entertaining.
Hey, this is something that my wife and I have in common. We do not like working outside. First of all, with my allergies, if I went out and cut the grass, somebody would have to call an ambulance. That's about it. And my wife is just not going to get down there and, you know, put in a new plant or whatever it is. And, you know, here's one thing that we haven't fallen for in our long life together. Sure to be longer, honey. Never miss an opportunity. I'm telling you.
That's right.
You've only been married a few years. You take it from an old guy. Never miss an opportunity. We have neighbors on both sides of us who planted tomatoes a few years ago.
Ah.
Now, have you ever lived near somebody who planted a tomato?
You get a bunch of free tomatoes.
Yes. Right?
Forever.
Yeah. If you take the first time that you accept, like 10 tomatoes.
And it's always 10 or more. Yes. Nobody ever comes over and says, here's a tomato.
No.
And you're right. Once you take them, you are, it's like the person who decided to take Girl Scout cookies on the first knock. You now have to do Thin Mints for the rest of the summer.
Well, it's like they all ripen at one time, I guess, and they can't use them all.
I know. Here's the problem. People say to themselves, this will be nice. We'll plant tomatoes. We'll have our own fresh tomatoes. And they go out and they plant 3, 4, 5, 6 tomato plants in their backyard.
Instead of one.
Not understanding the yield of one tomato plant is enough to keep you and the community in tomatoes. You can't eat that many tomatoes.
Oh, everybody that gardens like that, they're always, please, you have to take some of these. We have too many.
Right. Here, here's so many. Whatever it is.
Why don't you just put one topsy-turvy in and that's it?
I did that once with jalapeno peppers. I had no idea. I had several plants. And I thought I stuck them in the freezer. I didn't know what to do with them. What do you do with all those jalapenos?
Well, you know what people would tell you? People always come up with something for you to do with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know what? You could make jams and jellies out of that.
And they do.
Jellies out of tomatoes and jalapeno peppers?
Yeah.
Oh, you could make a pie.
A salsa.
I'm not making a tomato pie.
Make a salsa.
I can't stand either of those things.
But there's no way to consume as many tomatoes as, you know, you're a suburbanite. You're not a farmer, okay? You're not going to be taking them to market. Try one. Try one for an entire season. See how many that yields, and then you'll realize we don't have to get the sticks and the vines and all the rest of the stuff.
Right.
The whole backyard does not have to be a tomato patch. So I just want to go back to the chores here for a second.
All right.
Laundry?
No.
You don't do the dishes because you cook, and that's
right. That's part of the deal where you don't have to,
Vacuuming the house?
No.
Dusting the house? Cleaning up in that way?
No.
Making the bed?
We don't make the bed.
No. Do you pick up your
clothes or you just leave them on the ground?
They go in a pile, and eventually if I feel like I want to wear something in that pile, I will do a load of laundry.
I thought you were going to say you stick it in the dryer so it airs out.
No.
He still has the single guy's mentality.
Right.
You smell that shirt and you think to yourself, one more time.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then you never put your clothes away, right? You take them out of the basket and wear them?
Oh, yes. No, I have a giant table down in the basement. That's where my clothes go.
Never in the closet? Never in the dresser?
No.
Yeah, single guy's mentality.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is
strictly for comfort. Yeah, comfort. I went out to lunch. I want to say about two months ago with my sister, my mom, and my niece and nephew. And my little niece said to me, "Uncle Lee, why are you wearing your night clothes?" I had a comfortable shirt on and a comfortable pair of shorts.
Yeah, in other words, pajama tops.
Yes.
And gym shorts.
It was.
That's all that was clean that day.
Haven't you learned your lesson about wearing gym shorts in public?
Well, that's only, yes.
That's only a vigorous activity. Oh, vigorous activity. Okay.
That's how he got married. Wow.
That's how he snagged his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that doing chores creates divorces thing.
Yeah.
Apparently at your house it's going to work out because she's already fallen for that line.
Yeah, it said the figures clearly show the more a man does in the home, the higher the divorce rate.
Yeah, so, I guess I'm the outlier.
I want to stay married.
I'm the outlier of that. Not the case of my place. By the way, today I'm very happy to say today is the first show that we're all working together with the regular referees.
All right.
Very, very happy. Very happy to have them back. Did you see them get a standing ovation in Baltimore last night?
Did they get all the money they wanted then, too?
I don't know what the deal was, but the NFL caved because of that horrible, horrible debacle on Monday night.
I think they were after they didn't want to be termed part-time employees anymore.
Right.
And they wanted to also get, I guess, when you're full-time, then you get a pension.
Right. They wanted to keep
two
of the
biggest.
The NFL wanted to turn the pension into a 401k and not give them as much.
The salary wasn't really that big of a deal, I don't think, because I think they were making close to 100, I think, a year.
That, you know, what,
I could live on that.
When people have salaries that you say to yourself, wow, $100,000 a week, that's a lot of money.
A year.
I don't begrudge anybody making that, whether it's a week or a year.
No.
Or whatever it is. Whatever you can get from the employer, that's fine. Believe me, referee salaries are not what are inflating Rams ticket prices.
No.
And there are only so many people that are skilled enough to do that job.
And
so.
We've learned that. Yeah. We?
But I do know that under the new agreement, the refs do not have to do laundry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what got him in trouble in the first place.
Actually, throwing too much laundry was the problem of the replacement refs throwing the penalty flags when they didn't know what they were throwing penalty flags for. I was watching the Monday night game with the Seahawks and the Packers.
Oh, my goodness.
And I saw the end of it, and then I stuck around and watched SportsCenter on ESPN because Monday Night Football is on ESPN. So I stuck around and I watched for like the next hour and a half. And every single ESPN person, from the play-by-play guy, Mike Tirico, to John Gruden, who was the analyst on the game, to all the people who do the post-game show, to the people in Bristol, Connecticut, who do SportsCenter as the anchor people, they all were like, I can't believe what I just saw.
The worst call maybe ever in history, yeah.
It's certainly up there. You know, we have short memories, especially when it comes to sports. But I checked the ratings for those 90 minutes of SportsCenter on ESPN. 6 million viewers, the most viewed SportsCenter in history.
Wow.
So they kind of owe those refs.
Yeah. So ESPN is thinking, hey, you know what?
Oh.
If these guys stay on the job and keep making mistakes, that'll be great for us.
Yep.
But the NFL obviously said, no, we got to get rid of them. We got to bring the real guys back. And I actually tweeted yesterday that, you know, normally if you go to an NFL game, the stadium announcer, the dome announcer here, makes the announcement of who the refs are for that day. You know, our linesman so-and-so, and then after it, and our referee, you know, Bill, whoever it is. And you get a smattering of applause. You want to know what the definition of a smattering is? Go back and listen to any of that. It's kind of like, all right, let's get to the game. Sing the anthem, let's go. People don't care. Last night, these guys get a standing ovation. And I thought to myself, there's pressure on these guys now.
Oh, yeah.
These guys cannot screw up tonight.
Well, that's what I said. I go, they're going to get a standing ovation. But after halftime, if there's a bad call,
I would have given them less than a quarter.
Less than a quarter.
If there were a bad call against Baltimore last night, those Ravens said, yay, Ravs, we're glad you're back. We want to kill you.
Yes.
You suck! You suck! Bring back the replacements! I mean, sports fans will turn on a dime.
Yeah.
We love Don Dinkins. We hate Don Dinkins!
Yes. Talk about short memories. Yeah.
Right there. Let's take some phone calls here. 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Hello, Rich. How are you today?
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah!
I just had to comment when you were talking about sharing the chores in the house.
Yeah.
But the cooking and the clean and the dishes afterwards.
Yep.
Now, if it comes to the quality of the food put on the table, I would prefer my girlfriend to cook because she is a better cook than I am.
Yeah.
But given the agreement of whoever cooks does not have to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
That woman will never cook when I am home.
You're not getting in there with the pots and pans, huh?
Well, let's just say after she's done, it looks like the refrigerator, the pantry, and everything else, the cupboards, the dishwasher, everything exploded onto the countertop. Everything is still there.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to when I cook, while I'm cooking, if there's a little bit of grease splatters on the stove, I wipe it off when it splatters, or as I'm preparing something, the counter will get wiped off as I'm going, my utensils make it from my hand into the sink, get rinsed off, and into the dishwasher. So when I'm done cooking, other than the dishes, other than the pots, pans, or skillets that were actually used in the cooking of the actual food, all the prep work and everything, you can't tell it was ever done. So given that, I would much rather cook when I'm home and let her do clean up because I don't want to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours cleaning up everything in the kitchen after she's done cooking.
Oh, man.
You know, this is actually a lesson I tried to teach my daughter when she was maybe like 7 or 8 years old. And I was making dinner for the three of us. and I'm cleaning as I'm going, just as you're describing, Rich. Clean, cook and clean as you go. You're finished with that, put it over there. Exact same thing. And my daughter is watching me do this, and I'm telling her, you know, always clean as you go, you know, that, get that stuff out of the way, you have more space, all that sort of thing. And my daughter says, Dad, what do you care? Mom's going to do the dishes. And I thought to myself, you know what? She's got a point.
Yeah. She does, but it's kind of funny when the girlfriend cooks, and I'll say something about, you know, afterwards she'll want to do something or sit down in the living room in front of a movie, and she'll say, come on, hurry up, we want to start this movie, and I'm not done cleaning up the mess yet. And she goes, well, it doesn't take me that long to clean up after you cook. Well, of course not, because I'm cleaning up my own mess as I go along, as opposed to cleaning up the entire mess after you're done.
It's important everybody understands their role in a relationship, and obviously you guys know your roles. That's important, Rich. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Rod. How are you today?
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
And a little more information on the referees.
Yeah.
Basically, after the Monday night debacle, they got everything they asked for.
Is that right?
They'll be approximately making $120,000 over the next 4 to 6 years. Their salaries will graduate up to that level. So that's not too bad for, you know, they don't want to be considered part-time because they do work all year, you know, doing what they do.
Yep.
The big thing was is the NFL wanted to take their pension away, and what they finally agreed to was they eliminated their pension, but they did go to a 401k, but the trick is it's got a 50% match.
Well, that's nice. So, that's generous in this economy.
Yeah, most of those, you know, most of those other guys, they have other careers anyway, so they could sock away an awful lot of their refereeing money into their, you know, their 401k with a 50% match. So I think there's still hope for labor unions.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine about the replacement refs, and this is not a sports show, and I'm not going to get into all the details of this, but here's the mentality of my friend. He was actually defending the replacement ref, saying, you don't understand the tough position these guys were put in. You know, they're not regular NFL refs. They're not even Division I college refs. They're like Division II or high school or whatever.
One got fired from the lingerie football league.
Yeah, a couple of them were in the lingerie league or arena football or that sort of stuff. You don't understand how hard it is for these people to do what their job is. And I said, let me ask you something. If you go to a restaurant and the waiter comes over and takes your order, and then you don't see your food for 45 minutes, and you never see that waiter again, and he never comes back and asks you, do you want something else to drink, or that sort of stuff. Are you going to excuse that that lack of performance when you find out, well, it's his first week on the job? You know what? I don't care that it's your first week on the job. I don't care that you've never done the job of an NFL referee before.
He shouldn't be there.
Exactly.
Can't do it. Don't stay there.
We expect a certain level of performance. If we wanted to see people who couldn't do it, we would watch Rams games. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The point about the referees, I never made, you know, any comments about how poorly they were working because they were thrown into a difficult position. But then again, you never saw them lower NFL ticket prices to get into a game that didn't have the same value it has before.
That's exactly right.
And that was my whole point about the labor union thing was those guys are organized and they do work hard all year long for that 16, 18, 20 game season. And then the best performing referees are the ones that make it to the postseason.
So look for the union labor.
There you go. And hey, guys, it was my pleasure to call.
Oh, thank you, Rod. We appreciate that. We're taking a break. Back with more of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the Friday edition with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for a look at the roads, and here is Frank Ladd with your Golden Oaklandine traffic. Frank?
Good afternoon, Tina. No major delays out there this afternoon as you make your way out of St. Louis, crossing the Poplar Street Bridge into the Metro East. No delays southbound on 270 between Olive and Highway 64. Could see a little more volume now south of 64 approaching Manchester Road. And it's a pretty good run headed westbound on Highway 70 from 370 out past T.R. Hughes. This update brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Thanks to players like you, we've raised over $4 billion for education in our great state. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. And this Saturday at 5 p.m. on my show, Smart Living.
Like a rhinestone.
Country music singer Glenn Campbell has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. His wife, Kim, joins me to talk about this often misunderstood disease. And it's a girls' night out. I'm going to tell you where and when you can join me. Plus, the best fall travel deals from the folks at Orbitz.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company, the people you want to call, 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSTL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Stuffies. It's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasures safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dino holds all my favorite cars.
See his eyes? They're always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about GEICO, now mobile. Download the new GEICO app today.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
I love the bare-naked ladies.
Oh, yeah. First time I saw them, there was an HBO concert, and I watched the entire concert, yeah. And that's when I fell in love with these guys.
These guys do the theme song of the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy back the real refs.
One of the singers left, right? One of the singers left the band.
Buy you furniture for your house. Maybe
Jason Gay, who's a sports columnist for the Wall Street Journal, wrote a letter as if it came from the replacement refs to the real refs, with them some things that you guys should know now that you're taking over the job again. For instance, refs drink free for life in Seattle. You're welcome. hey, when a quarterback throws a Hail Mary and it's caught by a safety and a desperate receiver puts one hand on it, is that a touchdown or an interception? I'm asking for a friend. When the punt returner holds his hand in the air during a punt, does that mean something or is he just waving hello?
The best picture I saw online, and I don't necessarily go for this, but it was a picture of Stevie Wonder, and the caption was, "Roses are black, violets are black, everything is black, touchdown Seahawks."
let's take a couple others that are in here. Man, nobody at Pop Warner is going to believe where we've been for the past month. Enjoy Thursday night football, suckers. Today we're watching Project Runway.
Bunch of Foot Locker employee references.
Yeah. And then my favorite, need lingerie football tickets? We'll hook you up. So anyway, they'll be back at the Dome Sunday. Back to the phones, 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS, and here's Pat.
I'd like to talk about tomatoes, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
When I was a kid, me and my brother used to stake them and tie them up and everything.
Yeah.
1,200, and sell them to mom and pop stores in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 65, we made about all kinds of money.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'm
sorry. But I went into the Navy, and when I retired, I came back and got a farm, and my wife didn't know anything about my farming, so I planted 150 plants. And prior to that, I made her buy mason jars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was older then, and I didn't know how much work they were, but they come out beautiful, but they just right on the vine. I used to take bushel baskets places and just give them out without a scale or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I made her
make tomato sauce, and we went through the store one day, and she says, "Look how much this tomato sauce is." She says, "Next year, could you please plant cows?"
Plant cows. Very nice. Very nice.
But that honestly happened.
But you know, Pat, most people who do it, they're not going to go into it and get 150 plants going. They're not going to be farmers. They think that they're going to get a little backyard tomato crop going, and right, all of a sudden they are overloaded.
Inundated.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Inundated with tomatoes.
I was in 4-H, and I knew all this stuff, but, you know, I wanted to let her know.
Yeah.
But then she didn't know how much work was involved.
How'd that planting a cow work out, by the way?
Yeah.
You know what they call it when you plant a cow? Ground beef.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Hey, tip your waitresses.
Touche. Touche. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
I was wondering how it went when he made her buy the mason jar.
Yeah.
Made her make the sauce.
Right. Yeah, you know what that was? That was, we have too many tomatoes here, honey. I've overestimated our needs here. We're going to really need to do something like that and get the mason jars ready. $35,000 for an iPhone.
Wow.
Nice.
There's a guy in Liverpool, England, who creates, I hate this phrase, blinged out iPhones. Does anybody still use the word bling?
No. I don't know.
That was over like 5-10 years ago. So he says he creates blinged out iPhones, 18 karat gold, and 53 flawless diamonds amounting to 1 carat. Those must be tiny little diamonds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, wow. Chips.
Chips. There's gold dressing with the Apple logo in solid gold. $35,500.
We have a lot of customers.
He says he creates 100 of them, and he sold out of the 100 he made of the iPhone 4S, and now he thinks he'll probably sell out of the iPhone 5.
Wow.
$35,500, and it still has a bad Maps app on it. Yeah. Doesn't matter how much money you spend on that. Apple, in fact, their CEO, Tim Cook, issued an apology today.
I saw that.
A written apology. It said, at Apple, we strive to make world-class products that deliver the best experience possible to our consumers. With the launch of our new Maps last week, we fell short on this commitment. We're sorry for the frustration that this has caused our customers. We're doing everything we can to make it better. What happened was they used to have Google Maps in there. Now, Google started their Maps app 7 years ago. And when it started, it wasn't great either. But as the years went by...
Oh, now it's tremendous.
Are you talking about
absolutely
GPS
state of the
stuff,
art.
Or yes. You just look up a map?
It's an app on your phone called Maps.
And it's not for directions? It's
yes.
Just to
yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Everything.
For everything. If you want to find
like
out...
Like MapQuest, except...
Exactly.
Okay.
But
there's
but,
a traffic layer where you can bring it up where it shows red lines where backups are. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is absolutely state of the art. MapQuest is good, but the Google Maps app was... another generation better than that.
Right, okay.
And Apple, which is now fighting with Google, because Google makes the Android operating system that runs the Android phones, they're kind of competitors there, iPhones versus all the other phones, the Samsungs and Nokias and all that stuff. So Apple wanted to put their own Map app on the new iPhone 5 and in the new operating system for people who had older phones like I do. And
they hadn't had one before that?
They had never had their own Maps application. And now that they have one, it's like Google was in 2005, where it's really not that good. But one of the other things was Apple didn't like the fact that Google made a better Map app for their phones than they did for the iPhone. Like, if you have an Android phone, your Google Maps will talk to you and give you step-by-step directions and had other information that they had not put into the iPhone app for Google Maps. So Apple said, well, we'll just do this on our own, and we can, I mean, we're Apple. Wow. We're not going to make something terrible. We're going to make something at least as good. I believe, I'm not a computer scientist, but I believe the phrase to describe it is not so much.
Yes.
Not so much with the apps for them.
They forgot the Statue of Liberty, I heard.
There are people who find their houses no longer exist, or they'll tell you to go on a road that, you know, make a left on this road, and you can't make a left. You can only make a right, and you were supposed to make a right anyway. And
they just didn't want to use Google's and
what
pay
they
them
did,
for it?
No, what they, right. Well, what they did was they bought the mapping technology from TomTom. Do they make Garmin? Is that the same brand?
I believe TomTom and Garmin are separate.
Okay. So they bought the stuff from TomTom, and apparently they were not as up to snuff as they should have. Why they didn't just buy MapQuest? I mean, Apple, the most valuable company in the world, why didn't they just go to MapQuest and say, what do you want? How much do you want? We'll just buy that, and that'll be the new Apple Maps. We'll just call it that. That's what they've done with other technologies. That's how Siri got there. Siri was another company that Apple saw them doing
Really?
All this fantastic voice recognition stuff. And they went over to him and said, okay, we want to have that. How much do you want? And apparently they set a number and, you know, they negotiated.
All right, I'm making my checkbook.
Apple just bought it. And now, now everybody thinks Siri is Apple, but it was another company first. I don't know why they didn't just do that with MapQuest.
Yeah.
That would have kept them on at least a competitive footing with Google.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And so I've never heard of a CEO of a company a week after you introduce a new product coming forward and saying, we're really sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry.
He actually said in his apology, while we're improving Maps, you can try alternatives by downloading other apps from our app store, including, and he mentioned a few, including MapQuest. Or you can use Google Maps by going to their websites on your iPhone and creating an icon on your home screen, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So not only is he saying, look, we blew this, but you know what? Use the other guys.
Yeah.
They really are better.
One of our toughest competitors.
it's remarkable to me that they did that. We got a break, I know. We'll come back with more of the large morning show in the afternoon in just a moment here. The Friday edition with Paul Harris here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Mizzou plays the University of Central Florida on KTRS with coverage beginning at 9:45 a.m. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. Farmer Dave is on from 5 till 6. The Yard Sale is from 6 till 8. Animal Advice is from 8 till 9, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement till 9:45. After the game, it's America's Wealth Management at 4, followed by Smart Living with Victoria Babu at 5. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS. Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou and this weekend's opponent. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Start up your savings in 2012 with the 12 Ways to Save sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll spend less and get more at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you take advantage of the 12 great offers on items your vehicle uses every day. And with O'Reilly Auto Parts' everyday low prices, the savings keep adding up. Stop in today and stock up. But hurry, because these 12 deals won't last long.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale, Peak 50-50 Long Life Antifreeze is only $6.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's guaranteed to provide maximum cooling system protection against damaging rust and corrosion, and it's pre-diluted, so there's no need to add water. Pick up Peak 50-50 Long Life Antifreeze on sale for $6.99 a gallon during the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Good evening, Tina. Thank you to the KTRS listener. Reported the accident southbound on 170 at Highway 40. Already starting to see a backup there. Already starting to see more volume southbound on 270 between Highway 40 and Manchester Road. And a little more volume as well, making your way west on Highway 40, coming down the hill from 270 to Mason, and then again approaching the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by Panera Bread. Enter your favorite creative, crazy, or classic personal sandwich recipe in the Panera Bread Sandwich Showdown Contest today on TLC.com/Panera. The winner received $10,000 and their sandwich on the Panera menu. Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
This Saturday, Mizzou battles Central Florida.
Don't miss the First Community Credit Union halftime show on the Big 550 KTRS. Go to firstcommunity.com for all your savings and loans.
Shop Jared the Galleria of Jewelry with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Now we come to a section of the show a new feature called How Smooth Am I? Listen to this one. Gina, you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
This is Paul Harris, smooth guy.
All right.
So I was playing in a poker tournament the other day, and there was this young waitress coming through. Anybody, you know, drinks, beverages, whatever. And she's very attractive, and every time she walked through, I noticed her, Asian-American, and a very pretty face and other attractive body parts as well. And I particularly noticed, as I would look up at her face, she had great eyebrows. And
something I always look for in a woman.
I asked her to bring me a bottle of water, and she did, and I tipped her. And I said to her, "You have great eyebrows." And she said, "Well, thank you very much. I'm very proud of them. And I actually notice other people's eyebrows and, you know, where they, if the arch isn't in the right place or whatever, or the unibrow or that. I always notice other people's eyebrows. So thank you. That's like the greatest compliment I've gotten in a long time. Thank you very, very much." And she's beaming as she walks away. And I turn around to the table, and a couple of guys say, almost simultaneously, "Did you just tell her she has great eyebrows?" I mean, it's all guys at the table. And one young guy says, "Actually, I think that's a great line. I'm going to use that next time."
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
And I said to him,
"Damn, we're smooth."
I said to him, "You have to understand the context here. I'm the fat, middle-aged, bald guy who is no threat to her whatsoever. She knows that I'm not hitting on her in any way. I'm not sure that's going to work if you're in a bar somewhere and you just walk up to somebody. Anybody ever tell you that you have great eyebrows?" Now, would that work?
And then say they really accentuate your eyes.
Oh, it wouldn't work on you, Tina? You'd see right through it?
The next day, I'm playing in another tournament, and the same waitress is working the day. Next day, she comes up to me and she says, "You know what I like to? Compliments on my teeth. Eyebrows and teeth."
Wow.
Oh, my God. You're
dropping all kinds of
hands. You get an extra water, huh?
Yeah, and I thought to myself, maybe I'm not the fat, middle-aged, bald guy. If only I were 30 years younger, I would still have no shot. Let's be honest. I remember what I was like 30 years ago. It would have been...
Start selling those tips to those guys. All right, guys, I got another one. How much is it going to cost you?
Yeah. Go for the teeth. Trust me. Trust me on this one. Most guys don't notice that. I do, because I'm Mr. Smooth. It's 4 o'clock. This is KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston with just over 40.